Today, we'd like to study the title of forgiving in Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 to 11. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. What does confess the word mean in this chapter? Question 2, in verse 6. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. What does the phrase of in a time when you may found imply? Last question 3, which verse indicates must chill? Psalm of David, must chill. Must chill means instruction. In the 2 Samuel chapter 11, chapter 12, David's adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. He first time tried to hide his sin. So adultery is intentional sin, called as a transgression or a trespass. Second, Nathan the prophet came and exposed his sin through parable. Then David repented. This is Psalm chapter 32 with Psalm 51 is repentance or penitential psalm. Verse 1, blessed is he. Blessed means very happy or exceeding joy, rather than prosperity, whose transgression is forgiven. Transgression or trespass, intentional sin. Here, adultery, non-sexual intercourse of a married person who was David King with another who was Bathsheba, is forgiven, whose sin is covered. So Old Testament covers Hebrew word kapa, so to cover sin, but not to put away sin. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now in the New Testament time, once at the end of the ages, he, Jesus, had appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So today, if you commit sin, you confess, Jesus put away sin. In the Old Testament time, in this case, you should bring trespass offering to a priest. So priest pray for you, so that time is the sin is covered, not put away. Verse 2, blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity or does not impose iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Chapter 5, verse 20-21, moreover, the Lord entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The answer, certainly not, absolutely not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? So the Lord come here, we know that how much is we are sinful. So that moment, the Lord Jesus Christ come here, so he cleans away our sin based upon our faith. So if you commit a lot of sin, so Jesus cleans away a lot of sin. So therefore, you grace, you know, much more. If you commit less sin, so Jesus come here, you cleans away less sin, so less grace. So that's why the Paul said, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. But the question is, therefore, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The answer is never, absolutely. Why? Because we are already dead to sin. We are no longer belonging to sin rather than to Christ. So that's the answer. Then is in whose spirit there is no deceit. So deceit meaning no guile or duplicity. One example, John chapter 1 to 47, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Behold, look, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit or no guile." So when your sin is cleansed, you wouldn't bear any sin. Your spirit has no guile. Verse 3, when I kept silent, this is a contrast paragraph. So I kept silent, I tried to hide the sin. My bones is a metaphor over my whole body. My bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My moisture was turned into the drought of summer. So when you hide your sin, you feel so terrible, like that my body my bones grew old, so feel weakened through my groaning all the day long. Selah, it means a pause or end. 71 times in Psalms, 3 times in Habakkuk. So therefore 74 times come out in the Old Testament time. That means a pause. If you read a Psalm, that Selah means a pause or end. Or you are singing a Psalm with melody, so Selah means a pause. Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. So David disclosed his sin. I said, I will confess my transgressions, intentional sins, to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Here, if you confess your sin, simultaneously, God forgive your sin. Therefore, whenever we commit a sin, immediately, the earlier confess your sin, the better. So otherwise, if you later, so like that, your bones might grow old or groaning all the day until you confess your sin. So here, confess, what does it mean here is confess, acknowledge sin to God and not hide sin. So acknowledge sin to God, which means admit sin to God, admit sin to God, and not hide sin, declare sin. declared sin. So which is repented sin with heart to live a corrected life. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then verse 6, for this cause, because of that, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. So which meaning a time when we find God. Not always you can find God. A time when we find God. Such as Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. So you should confess sin first, then you pray. You make a petition to God. Also 55 verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, but in old time you lost your memory before the difficult days come, like Alzheimer, like the end years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in time. So, therefore, in this life, you would have only one opportunity to repent and believe sin and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. After this life, you would not have opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, only subject to judgment, believer into heaven by faith, but unbeliever into hell. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold now the accepted time. Behold now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, so he entered into Canaan land. He said, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the idol gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 7, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Salah again. Hear a joyful song because God forgave you sin. So now God is listening to David's prayer. I will instruct you. Verse 8 is God will instruct the prayer you. Instruction means muscle. So muscle means instruct. How God instructed David here, teach you in the way you should go. So teach you where you go. Then I will guide you or counsel you with my eyes. So God's eye, so counsel you, whatever matter, so guide you. To whom? To obedient or faithful, godly man. Faithful, godly man. So consistent for God is called as a faithful versus consistent for self, called as a stubborn. So actually stubborn for God or consistent for God is called as a faithful. Verse 9, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding. So God's teaching, God's guidance, God's instruction, no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle. So with painful lesson for disobedient, stubborn children of God, how can we understand? Confess if a sin, then be sensitive to the Spirit and His teaching, His word to our hearts. Then else they will not come near you. So, you know, some people, some children of God, you know, do not listen to God. You know, God would use the harshment like a horse mule with bit and bridle, you know, controlling horse or mule. Verse 10, many sorrows shall be to wicked. So that's true. But he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround me. Mercy means forgiving your sin. So grace, giving you gift, that's grace. Mercy shall surround him. Mercy, grace, all of them types over agape love. Verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteousness. The righteous people live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Then, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. So shout for joy, praise for joy, all you upright in heart, all your heart right up to the Lord. Verse 1, who can be glad in the Lord? Who can rejoice? So you righteous. So righteous man can be. Righteous man is who believe, who live by faith. That's called righteous man. Shout for joy. So here's verse 1. He who blessed and whose transgression is forgiven, and whose sin is covered, will be glad in the Lord, will rejoice, will shout for joy. So let's see each question. In verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. What does confess the word mean in this context? So confess here, acknowledge my sin to you, admit my sin to God. My iniquity I have not hidden, so I declare my sin, or I disclose my sin to God. That's called confess, so which is repent with the heart to live a correct behavior from sin. Question 2, in verse 6, for this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely, in a flood of great waters, they shall all come near him. What does the praise of in a time when you may be found imply? So, we have the time when we may find God, such as in this lifetime, or you have certain great world troubles, like that. So so if you have a sin, so God would not listen. So you should repent your sin. So only this life has the opportunity to become a Christian. Question 3, which verse indicates must chill? That answer, verse 8, I will instruct. Instruct means master, how he are teaching you in the way you should go and guide you with my eyes. So let's just sing song all together, last song.